This is the sound of your money growing. This is Getting Down to Business and Taking Care of Business Radio on the Biz Radio Network. Radio is our business. We are the flagship of your financial future, a union of people using our brains, getting a better deal. When you push this button, you hear the sound of your money growing on the Biz Radio Network.
37 past on the Biz Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Clanton. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the program. Our phone lines are open toll-free at 877-777-7713. We're here for you with business news and information you can use to grow financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Stock market futures inching just a little bit higher this morning. GM's posting second quarter sales growth well ahead of their forecast, and that's setting the tone for a possible third day of gains. S&P 500 futures up a tenth of a point at 1271. The NASDAQ futures are up a point at 1493, and the Dow industrial futures are up about a point as well. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's address to Congress today is going to be somewhat controversial. He's in favor of an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. That stance probably understandable given the history he's lived in Iraq. You know, we're all familiar with roadside bombs and the Sunni triangle, but there is another story from that part of the world. There is another Iraq that is free from daily violence. There is another Iraq that looks like the mountains of North America, more than like the sands of the Middle East, and that is Iraqi Kurdistan, which are Iraq's three northern provinces. This is a place where the economy is booming, where more than 90% of Kurds have a favorable impression of the United States. Interestingly, most of the investment in that part of the world is coming from other parts of the Middle East, where knowledge of the peace and the prosperity that is rampant there is very well known. Our next guest is the chairman of the Kurdistan Development Corporation, the KDC, Mrs. Bayan Rahman, who is traveling through the U.S. She's meeting with business leaders about investing in Kurdistan, and she's also the highest diplomatic representative from the Kurdistan regional government to the UK, serving as the high representative. She is a former journalist with the Financial Times. She's been on the show here before, and we're very pleased to welcome her back once again. Mrs. Rahman, welcome to the Biz Radio Network.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be back.
You bet. It's good to hear your voice. You know, Iraqi Kurdistan was a huge supporter of the democratic elections in Iraq, and yet as the months have passed since that event, there still remains a lot of civil war in the central and southern regions of Iraq. What do you say to an Iraqi in Baghdad, for example, who is still suffering power interruptions and the real physical danger from thugs in their neighborhoods? How do you answer their doubts as to whether any kind of continued partnership with America is worth it?
Well, I have many relatives who live in Baghdad. Even though I'm from Kurdistan, there are actually many Kurds who still live in Baghdad and live in Mosul. And these areas don't enjoy the kind of stability that we have in the Kurdistan region. When I talk to my relations, of course, my heart goes out to them for the problems that they face. I mean, just to give you an example, my aunt, she has two children who are in their teens. They go to school. And they found bombs that had been left in the school. So imagine that, mm-hmm. bombs that were targeting children. Luckily, the bombs were detonated safely. I think for the people of Iraq, this is a very, very difficult time. But really, we're used to a difficult history. Iraq has always had a violent history since the day it was created. The violence today is reaching a crescendo, but the difference is that today, for the first time, Iraqis have a chance to grasp democracy. We've never had that chance before. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference today.
Iraqi Kurdistan is positioned like a buffer zone between Iran and Syria. You like to describe it as the commercial gateway to Iraq for the rest of the world. And a lot of observers are now privately saying, well, we're already embroiled in what is essentially World War III, which would not place Kurdistan at a strategic advantage. How are you answering these kinds of concerns from would-be investors in your country?
Well, people are already investing in the Kurdistan region in Iraq. I think, as you said in your introduction, We have companies from Kuwait, from Turkey. A large number of companies from Turkey are now doing business and investing in the Kurdistan region. So other people are already there. They've seen the opportunity and they're taking it. And I think people who wait too long, it might just be too late for them.
Where do you believe the key to survival in Iraq lies? Is it in thinking more Western, or is it in adapting Western thought to be more aware of Eastern thinking?
I think for Iraqis, what we need to do is to realize that this is, as I said earlier, this is our first chance to have democracy. That democracy doesn't necessarily have to mirror what we have here in America or what we have in the UK. It can be an Iraqi style of democracy. It would have to be honest, to take account of our culture and our history. But democracy really is the way forward. It's the best way for Iraqis to live together, because Iraq is made up of several religious groups, several nationalities. We have Kurds and Arabs. We have Turkmen, Assyrians, Muslims, Christians. For all of these people to live together, we have to have some kind of democracy that everybody signs up to. And we in Kurdistan also believe that federalism is the best form of republic that we should have. Within federalism, we can have separate regions, for example, Kurdistan region, where you have your own parliament, your own regional government. Your people can choose what kind of democracy you can have in your own region, what kind of laws you can have in your own region. We see this as the best way forward for Iraq to stay as one country, but within that country for the different groups to have their own form of government within their own area.
It is 6:43 on the Biz Radio Network. Our guest is the chairman of the Kurdistan Development Corporation, Mrs. Bayan Rahman, who is traveling through the states this week. And I may be guilty of thinking like a Westerner here, but if I were sitting in Baghdad with rockets and bombs falling all around me, I got to tell you, I'd pack my family out to Kurdistan this weekend. Why hasn't that happened? What keeps more refugees from the central and southern regions from migrating up into the north?
Well, actually, they are. In the past couple of months, we've had a large number of fellow Iraqis coming to Kurdistan, and particularly Christians, I have to say. Kurdistan, because we have a large Christian, I wouldn't say large, I should say significant Christian minority. Christians from other parts of Iraq are now coming to Kurdistan, as well as Arabs and Muslims. So already there is an increase in the number of people who are coming to our region, and we do our best to help them. Most people find shelter with relatives that they have living in the region, but if they stay longer than that, eventually they're going to need our help as well.
We're coming up on 6:45, Mrs. Rahman. If you could hold on, I've got a few more questions to ask. We've got to take a break for the Dow Jones Money Report, and we're also going to check in with traffic and weather with Tim Wolf. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take phone calls as well, toll-free at 877-777-7713. This is the sound of your money growing around the world on the Biz Radio Network. I'm Brent Clanton.
Broadcasting in the color of money, this is the Biz Radio Network.
A drop in mortgage demand. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Mortgage bankers report demand for